No women are serving on the trial bench of New York's 3rd Judicial District. The district includes Albany, Columbia, Greene, Rensselaer, Schoharie, Sullivan, and Ulster counties. Supreme Court judges are elected to a 14-year term. The two candidates vying for the opening, left by retiring Justice Joseph Tarisi, a Democrat from Albany County, are Greene County Republican Lisa Fisher and Albany Democrat Justin Corcoran. Fisher, who maintains a practice in Kingston and has served as a part-time public defender, has seized on the gender divide on the campaign trail. Fisher cited a report from the New York State Bar Association addressing the lack of diversity on the bench.
And of course, that, you know, not only is that pertaining to minorities with diversity, but, you know, most importantly, I think women is what we're honing in on, because there hadn't been a woman elected since Leslie Stein in 2001 to the trial court level.
Running against Fisher is Albany Attorney Justin Corcoran. Corcoran, also an Albany County legislator, fended off a challenge from Albany County Family Court Judge Margaret Peggy Walsh, who also sought to be the next woman on the Supreme Court. The two campaigns divided the party, with delegates ultimately backing Corcoran. Corcoran, who's practiced for 20 years, said he works at a firm with 16 lawyers, 9 of whom are women, and that he has an understanding of how a judge's decision affects female clients.
The Supreme Court deals with the most important civil cases, and it's important to have someone that has a lot of experience dealing with a lot of different kinds of cases in Supreme Court.
Corcoran said he was the only candidate rated highly qualified by the Independent Judicial Election Qualification Commission, a network of independent screening panels for judicial candidates in New York.
I think when the voters are evaluating the candidates for any office, but particularly one in the judiciary that has such an important and direct impact on the litigants, it's important to focus primarily on the candidate's qualifications.
Corcoran has focused on insurance and medical malpractice defense and bankruptcy law. Due to ethics rules, judicial candidates are not permitted to speak about issues. Fisher cited her experience running her own general practice, maintaining a position as a public defender, and working with families.
You know, I have my family background, my family experiences I bring to the, and my experience in family court and dealing with people in family treatment court. You know, I've dealt a lot more with, I think, real people, and I've made an impact on a lot of people's lives so far, and that's what I want to bring to the bench.
Both candidates expressed the importance of a judge being apolitical. Justin Corcoran:
it's not a bureaucrat, it's not a judge that's ultimately deciding your fate in many cases, but it's a jury of your peers. But it does take a qualified judge to administer that system impartially and, you know, with a good working knowledge of the procedures, the rules of evidence, and the practicalities of how the trial system works.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.